WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 7 o'clock and 70 degrees. This update is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The questions surrounding convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein continue. The House Oversight Committee chairman has subpoenaed convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell to tell lawmakers what she knows about Epstein. What are they hoping to learn? Here's ABC chief investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
It's not exactly clear, but if you take them at their word, they want to see whether she knows if there's anyone who's responsible for committing crimes that may have been connected to Jeffrey Epstein.
The Wall Street Journal reporting that Attorney General Pam Bondi told President Trump in May that his name is mentioned several times in the Epstein files. Sources familiar with the situation also tell ABC that Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will be visiting Ghislaine Maxwell in prison today. An appeals court has found President Trump's effort to end birthright citizenship unconstitutional. And Thailand and Cambodia have exchanged fire on their border in a sharp escalation of their conflict. This is ABC News. Columbia University agreeing to pay a nine-figure settlement to restore the funding it gets from the federal government. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Columbia University has reached a settlement with the Trump administration, agreeing to pay more than $200 million to resolve claims it discriminated against Jewish students. The deal will restore federal grants for the school that were canceled over alleged violations of anti-discrimination laws. Columbia did not admit to any wrongdoing. On a social media, President Trump posting the university agreed to end their DEI policies, touting it as a historic agreement. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
At a climate conference in Illinois, ABC's Lindsay Davis asked Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker about his aspirations and whether he thinks he'd make a good president if he decides to run.
I think I've been a good governor, and I have no idea except that I think the bar has been set pretty low.
Pritzker recently announced he is running for a third time as Illinois governor. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Your local Napa Auto Parts dealers in Richland Center and Boscobel have the tools you need and the savings you want. Right now, get your choice of Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99, metric or SAE. Each set comes packed in a tough Milwaukee case and is built to last. You'll save up to 26%, but only while supplies last. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel today and get the good stuff.
5 minutes past 7 o'clock. We'll check out forecast details coming up here from WRCO Radio. Hopefully you were able to beat the heat yesterday. Our high at the studio is 93 degrees. After that rain yesterday morning, the heat really settled in, didn't it?
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high today of 85 degrees. It'll be humid with occasional showers through early afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy, areas of fog, and a low of 65. 85 Friday, partly sunny, warm and muggy, and Saturday 84 with rain and thunderstorms, which will taper off around midday. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and muggy, and a high of 92. Right now at WRCO Studios, after the early morning low of 70, on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 71 degrees. That's how it goes. That's the latest scoop on the weather.
From a dirt road corn crop, boots ain't ever seen easy street, where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops, roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh, it's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the
Letter. farm to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the barn. Where the night on his room, there's a laugh on the lawn. Where your buddy and your boat both got the name John. In God we trust, Detroit we rust. Redneck letter testifying. From the barn in the cup till the day that I'm dust, I'ma stay country or die trying.
Shelton on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 11 minutes after 7. Today is Amelia Earhart Day. It's National Refreshment, National Tequila Day. It's Thermal Engineer and Pioneer Day. It's National Drive-Thru Day as well. I believe it was In-N-Out Burger was one of the first, but the one that I guess is credited for the modern drive-through as we know it was Wendy's restaurant. Dave Thomas, I guess, was kind of one of the pioneers there, and originally called a pickup window, but the drive-through, I mean, what would Henry Braid do without the drive-through window? And today is National Tell an Old Joke Day, too. Yeah, well, we certainly do that enough, especially during Chet's Chuckle on Monday mornings from WRCO. We had a great time last night at the Simons Recreation Complex, the Simon Sharks Swim Meet. Had a chance to interview some young swimmers. Bo Hendricks and I were there. Here's Morgan Wallen and Eric Church.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool, 'cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, 'cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. So man made a bar. For some guys it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world in 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, a man got lonely. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar.
Jackson. the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big tough man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where every hour is a happy hour of country and community.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Ready to buy your first home? Let Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin be your guide. From expert advice and home buyer education to financial support and down payment assistance, we're here to walk with you every step of the way. Don't navigate the process alone. Let us help turn your dream of home ownership into a reality. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy. and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's. Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care Team.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
There he is, Hank.
Do you hear that?
I think only dogs could hear that, but nonetheless, good to have you here.
How you doing, buddy?
Well,
I heard you and Bo had a good time last night.
Well, a lot of fun. That's our annual Simon's Recreation broadcast during the Sharks swim meet, and had a lot of youth. If you can only bottle that energy up and store it for your own use.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun. Mm. Got a lot of the swimmers on the air and coaches. And
good for you.
Good luck to them.
Oh, another sports note, Fenimore won the game against Viroqua last night, and they had to move that game to later time. They won that game 12-0 over Viroqua for the regional.
So they moved to another level then?
Yeah, they're going to state.
Going to state. Yep. Okay. So congratulations there. We have some correspondence today, Hank.
Uh-oh.
From one of our young listeners, Betty Hayes.
Oh.
Betty Hayes Baxter with, of course, her School of Dance,
mm-hmm.
which has been going on. She's a world record holder, and we're honored that she listens to us. But she sent us this, which blew me away because, you know, I'm into history. But it's radio copy, WRCO radio station commercial copy from June 3rd of 1955.
That's impressive.
And it was an advertisement for her dance. So almost need to have echo on this one. For an evening of wonderful entertainment, you'll want to be on hand tonight at 8:15 at the Muscadet High School Gymnasium, where the Betty Hayes School of Dancing will hold their fifth annual dance recital. You'll see children in tap, ballet, along with character and comedy dancing as well. Admission just 50 cents for adults and 25 cents for children.
Where did the time and money go?
I don't know. But thank you, Betty, for sharing that. It's got the WRCO
it's kinda neat.
Copy at the top. Logo and 1955. My parents were married June 22nd of 1955, so goes back 70 years. Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So thank you.
You're definitely going to put that in the archive.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Even when I first started, we read a lot more live commercials. We had a three-ring binder in the studio, and you'd read different things. I think they were most of those were what we called Hornet Highcasters. So we would read those, but, and I got to where I could do it all right. But, first starting, in your home area, and I remember reading copy for I don't remember if it was Norm Small Engines or whatever it was, but I'm reading along
And all of a sudden, I got to a word that I was not familiar with. And I said, make sure you check out the... And the worst thing you can do in radio is pause, because that draws attention to it. The Tecumshush Motors, you know, and just let it go. Phone rings. It's,
hey, Bill, this is Ernie Majeski. If you'd have paid attention in history class, you'd know that was Tecumseh, named after Chief Tecumseh.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Majeski.
He was still on you.
But I've never said Tecumseh wrong again, ever. You learn.
One time.
After a while.
Yes. Yeah. That's a pretty neat piece of article right there.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Betty.
So anyway, what's your plans today? Anything?
Well, and I didn't have the night off last night. Adam was wrong. I didn't have a night off last night. So
he's always wrong.
Right. Well, wrong, right. I think we have some things to do for Grace tonight. Mm. So that's probably what we'll do this evening. We're, again, busily getting ready for that auction next week. And there are some really cool, unique items.
There's some neat stuff.
Yes. So be aware. You know, the homemade stuff always seems to go the best, the pies and whatnot. But we have lots of tickets. We have at least four different brewer ticket sets. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that those are going to be hot commodities because...
Well, they're hot right now.
They're hot right now, so get them while you can.
Yep, they're hot. So, anyway.
Get your World Series tickets ordered.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Well, go ahead and order them.
Doesn't hurt, right?
Hey, you know I have a love line every Thursday.
A love line?
Yeah, the Southern love line.
Southern love line.
And today's love line is this, Philip... You ready?
Hit me.
No, I'm not going to hit on you.
No, I hope not.
You make my heart race faster than a possum at a coon hunt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Possum can move if it has to.
They can.
Yeah, they can. Or they can just go to sleep.
You don't want them at a coon hunt, though.
No. That actually sounds like something Jed Clampett would have said.
Probably.
He always had some of those anecdotes, too.
Uh-huh. And then
he was a neighbor of yours, wasn't he?
Way back when.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the life hack for Thursday. You ready for this one?
Okay.
You can make your kitchen sink smell like a forest in 5 seconds, all right, by throwing an ice cube and a mint leaf in the garbage disposal before turning it on, and it works.
It does?
Yes, it does.
Well, how about that?
Yep.
So you've tried it.
I have.
Uh-huh. Well. You have a garbage disposal?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, some bad animal underneath there.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
The Flintstones always had like a animal underneath
like a dinosaur.
It was like some sort of prehistoric hog, I believe. That
sounds like I'm eating at my table, though. or in front of the fridge at 2:30 in the morning.
Right. You don't want to drop down... cutlery, you know, silverware.
It'll definitely chew it up.
Oh, it will. It'll make noise.
Yes, it will. Uh-huh. Especially at 2:30 in the morning.
But you live alone, so it doesn't matter if you wake anybody up. You probably wake the dogs
up. Oh, they're up. As soon as I get up, I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm going to the bathroom, getting a drink of water. They're up.
They're up.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
What's going on?
Is he going to the fridge? Is he going to the fridge?
Please go to the fridge.
Yeah.
It's good to have dogs, though, because they clean up after you.
Oh, yeah. I don't have
it. Anything you drop.
My floors are spotless.
Just right there.
Just dog licks all over it. Sprinkle cheese on the floor, and they just clean the whole floor.
That's right.
You know, that's the best way. That's a life hack. Get a dog.
I have a grand dog, Copper, who comes to visit once in a while, and Copper is really good friends with me. I don't know. He just loves his grandpa. Might be because grandpa, you know, drops food crumbs all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's not intentional, is it?
No. Oh, no. But, hey, that dog really likes me, doesn't he?
Well, you shouldn't be carrying around a steak in your pocket. Yeah, exactly. Ooh, Copper's coming. I've got to put that steak in my pocket.
Yeah. What else is going on here?
Well, you know that most straws stuffed in a mouth, Phil?
No.
Yeah, 459.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's impressive.
It's a big mouth. Let's try it on you.
Hey.
Maybe.
I can maybe put 10 or 12.
Oh, you can do more than that.
You think?
Oh, I think so.
Fastest time to use fastest time to type using the nose with the full alphabet.
Oh my goodness.
40 seconds.
40 seconds.
Yes.
Wow.
40 seconds.
Most people can't do that with their fingers.
Well, I can,
let alone their nose. Oh yeah. You hunt and peck?
Yeah, hunt and peck.
I learned home row all the way back, you know.
So I did too.
I can type, I don't know, very fast, but I can type.
Oh, here's one that we could try. Most toilet plungers stuck to a body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 15.
Wow.
I hope they were not used. They were on his back.
I was going to say, you probably got to get them wet, though, don't you?
I'm not even thinking about stuff like that.
To get it to stick, I don't know.
It would have to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Longest time spent living with scorpions, Philip.
Ooh.
33 days with 5,000 scorpions.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm always trying to help you, so we always have. Yeah. We think we have it so rough, but this guy lived with scorpions.
Scorpions.
Yeah, that's the sad thing. It was by choice.
Remember some of those reality shows? I mean, they still have them, but the ones where they'd have to like eat gross things.
Oh, what was that? Yes.
But that was one that would just freak me out if I had to be in a coffin with snakes. Or,
and they did.
You know, Oh, yeah. And spiders. And yep. Not me. No, I don't care how much money you're offering here.
Most marshmallows caught by mouth in 1 minute with a team of two. 76.
Oh, wow. So two people were throwing to them?
No, you're back and forth.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We could do that. Yeah, but probably. Knowing me and you, we'd probably start throwing fastballs.
Oh, boy.
Most underpants worn at once, Phil.
How many?
302.
How in the world?
I have no, but I tell you what, you went from small to triple large. You
probably did. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Well, at least they were wearing some.
Yeah. You know, here's a, you know, for their duck race they have, is that not homecoming day?
Right, they're one of the communities. But yeah, the boosters from Richland Center have duck race.
Largest collection of rubber ducks.
Mm.
Over 9,000.
Wow.
And it's not in my office.
Pig pen, this here is the rubber duck. We're about to put the hammer down.
Anyway, so no events tonight for you besides grace?
Yeah, we're going to do some grace work. Other than that, no, I don't think so.
Really?
No. I sit with my foot up in the air for a while. And
mm-hmm. You feeling better?
Yes, actually, I feel pretty good. For you. Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow since surgery. And they said I would find marked improvement probably after that. So I've been feeling it.
You look and get around a lot better.
Yeah, so. Right. I'm not as helpless as I look.
I'm not going to say anything. I've got a review coming up. So.
Yeah, you do.
So anyway, that a lot of people think that test was a lob ball for you on Tuesday. They thought
softball lob?
Yeah, because they thought it was a review time coming up.
Oh.
What people don't know, though, I'm under review all the time.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
I have a good day because.
Under surveillance, too. Yeah, it's got those cameras going.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day.
Progressive has you covered 24-7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Notes on this day in history, 1959, during a visit to Moscow, Vice President Richard Nixon engaged in his famous kitchen debate with Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev. 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts, two of whom had been the first humans to set foot on the moon, splashed down safely in the Pacific. And in 1975, an Apollo spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific, completing a mission which included the first docking with a Soyuz capsule from the Soviet Union. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for the 24th of July, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes going out today to Helena Shannon from St. Mary's School, also to Hank Dolan from Five Points Lutheran Church, daughter-in-law Lacey Gunningham from Dave and Anita, Isaac Davison from St. Luke Lutheran Church, also saluting Jim Hying today from your twin brother 14 years later. Happy birthday to Bernie Hying from Cindy. Greetings to Ryan Cornell. Now, this is from the Beulah Wesley in church. And happy birthday, Zach Robertson from Bob and Heidi Shear. Happy birthday today to Richland Center United Methodist Church celebrants. These are anniversaries, actually. Happy anniversary to Randy and Bonnie Richardson and Lester and Nancy Sinichka. Best wishes. From Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday Kent Bindle, Terry Baumkamp and Cindy Bremer, Lexi Flansburg, Mason Hayride and James Hinkle, James Hying, Nicole Prohaska, Wendy Wirtz, and Shannon Thomas, or Sharon Thomas. Thomas, I should say. Have a great day today. Bloom City Town Crier with a salute to Mr. Jeff Behrens. Happy anniversary to Randy and Bonnie Richardson as well. Jeff Behrens, if I had my trumpet, I'd play him happy birthday, but unfortunately, Jeff, I don't. Happy birthday from Little Willow Birthday Club and also to Stephen Hess. Happy birthday to Crew Wilson, Samantha Schweinefuss. Happy anniversary, Randy and Bonnie Richardson, and Rod and Kim Anderson. And happy anniversary, Kimberly and Rodney Anderson, from Mom, who says, have a great day.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? JJ Wells Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Katie Bedward, your local Edward Jones financial advisor here in Richland Center. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
National Night Out 2025 will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds this year, Tuesday night, August 5th, from 5 to 8 p.m. National Night Out is an event that happens every year on the first Tuesday of August, promoting community partnerships with police, fire, and first responders. There will be a canine 5K and a chance to meet our area canine officers, Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron. We're going to have food, live music, bouncy houses, first responder vehicle demos, vendor booths for our local organizations, and fun for the whole family. And Town Taxi will provide transportation options for those who wish to attend, including a shuttle bus for small groups and our wheelchair accessible vans, giving anyone the opportunity to attend National Night Out 2025. For additional information, find the event on Facebook, check out the Richland Center Police Department, Richland Center Fire Department, EMS, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and for transportation arrangements, call Town Taxi 647-3114. National Night Out 2025 at the Richland County Fairgrounds, August 5th, 5 to 8 p.m.
News is coming up here. Joanne standing by to report to us. 71 right now at WRCO-FM 100.9. Here's Mickey Gilley.
Back in the doo-wop days, we had a ball. Nights on the boardwalk, we had it all. Time just skipped away. Back in the doo-wop days. Life was a carousel. We fell in love, and time just skipped away. Back in our doo-wah days. Doo-wah, 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 Bebop-a-loo, Peggy Sue. Those songs bring back old memories. Go. It still feels so right. It's just as good today. Back in our doo-wah days. Can I do one day? Back in the do-wah days.
This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Thanks for supporting local radio, WRCO.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 72 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chatsfield Seeds and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Humid with occasional showers through early afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog possible, a low of 65. In Richland Center, after a low of 70, it's 72 degrees.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philback's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philback's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The body of a missing La Crosse woman has been discovered. The La Crosse Police Department was informed by the Houston County Sheriff's Office in Minnesota that the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found Wednesday morning in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota. That's about 15 miles downriver from La Crosse, where a search had been underway since the Viterbo University graduate student went missing early Sunday morning. Police are still investigating and are waiting on results of an autopsy for an official cause of death. The Wisconsin State Biennial Budget was passed last month by a bipartisan vote. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline was a recent guest on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee. Senator Markline said that this was the most unusual budget he has been involved with for different reasons.
One is what was going on in Washington, D.C., and kind of the race to get, we had to get our budget done and signed before President Trump signed that budget. The net effect's $1 billion a year in federal money coming into the state of Wisconsin. So we had, this has to do with the hospital assessments and stuff. And the governor's office knew that too. I mean, so the governor's office was also in a position where they wanted to get it done, but a lot of conversations going on. And for me, as co-chair of Joint Finance Committee, it was, you know, I'd be negotiating with the assembly co-chair, and we get a tap on the shoulder saying, "Oh, that issue is being negotiated with the governor, and so don't talk about it." Anyway, so it was unusual, just a very different budget process this time around. But all in all, I think we ended up in a good place, good budget for Wisconsin, good budget for Southwest Wisconsin, good budget for rural areas. So and obviously with the compromise budget, you know, there's things that I wish we would have gotten, and it was a give and take. So we ended up, I think, in a good place. And the vote in both houses was bipartisan, which doesn't happen too often on a budget bill. But, you know, I was happy about that.
Markline was pleased with the tax cuts included in the bill.
It's $1.5 billion of tax cuts. And the tax cuts are all oriented to, I guess, what I would consider kind of the average Wisconsinite. Income taxes, that second bracket we're raising, married filing jointly, we're raising it. It was $19,000 to $38,000 was the second bracket. We're now raising that from $19,000 to $67,000. Basically, it cuts that taxes in that bracket by one percentage point, which is you know, which is meaningful. And so people should start seeing that once the Department of Revenue gets that updated. Also, we're going to be exempting retirement income for people that are age 67 or older. And so now we're going to be exempting $24,000 of retirement income per person for people that are over 67. And so that amounts to, in round numbers, about $1,000 per year in savings for people. So again, that's not insignificant. And then the final part of the tax cut has to do with our electricity, sales tax on electricity. During the winter, there is no sales tax on electricity and natural gas, okay? But in the summertime, the state of Wisconsin taxes that. And of course, you know, we all are going to be paying a lot of electric bills this week with the heat kicking in. But so we will now be exempting electricity and natural gas during the summer months as well. So, and for a lot of people, their summer utility bills are as high or higher than in the wintertime. So that's going to amount to it's going to be a 5.5% cut in your utility bill, which again, that affects everybody.
The sales tax will automatically be removed from energy bills beginning October 1st. A package of bills in the U.S. Senate seeks to help lower costs for working families. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country.
Our bill ensures that no working family will pay more than 7% of their income on child care. This legislation will also provide grants to help communities in need to open new child care centers, covering startup and licensing costs. We'll also make sure that child care workers are paid a living wage and achieve parity with elementary school teachers who have similar credentials and experience. Lastly, our bill would dramatically increase access to quality pre-K.
Baldwin said that an investment in child care will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good-paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First-Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has launched the Child Care Bridge Payment Program, which provides $110 million in monthly direct payments to Wisconsin child care providers through June 2026.
A legendary Western Wisconsin home will receive state funding for upkeep. The recently passed Wisconsin state budget allocates $5 million to the nonprofit, preserving famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin home and studio near Spring Green. Wright lived at the 800-acre estate for nearly 50 years and designed many of his most famous works there. The seven-building property, which Wright began developing in 1911, has been recognized as a National Historic Landmark. Around 30,000 guests visit Taliesin annually, bringing in about $4 million to the local economy. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister has responded to questions about its policy of ICE housing. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office has been asked about the housing of immigration and customs enforcement detainees in the Sauk County Jail. According to a press release, the Sauk County Sheriff's Office has a long-standing tradition of assisting local, state, and federal partners with the housing of inmates. For the last 21-plus years, the office has housed inmates from law enforcement agencies outside of Sauk County, including the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, other Wisconsin counties, probation and parole, United States Marshals, and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Meister says the Sauk County Sheriff's Office has always been a good partner with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies and will continue to be. According to the release, the housing of ICE detainees does not divert any resources from the sheriff's office, and the department is reimbursed for all costs incurred. Revenue generated by contract housing helps reduce reliance on tax levy dollars. This revenue ensures that the sheriff's office continues to provide a high level of law enforcement services to the citizens of Sauk County. The ICE detainees housed at the Sauk County Jail are either already in the custody of ICE or have had an ICE detainer placed upon them after being booked into the jail for non-immigration-related crimes. These ICE detainees are held in the Sauk County Jail for short term. ICE detainees are also provided the same rights and care as other detainees. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says, "Immigration is a federal issue. As sheriff, I do not make any decisions on the apprehension of the detainees, absent some or other crime having been committed, or deportation of these detainees. I merely provide food and shelter until a determination is made by federal authorities about how they wish to proceed with their legal process." Today is the day to pick up Walk with Grace t-shirts. Team captains or representative are asked to pick up team shirts for this year's Walk with Grace at the Grace office between 11 and 6. For those of you that might owe some money for t-shirts, please plan to bring along the money needed. Teams that still have unsold calendar raffle tickets are also asked to please turn in as many unsold tickets as possible. There are teams that are still selling tickets and all tickets are out. Please don't wait until the night of Captain Survivor's reception on August 6th to turn in unsold tickets. Also, please turn in sold raffle tickets for the car or calendar raffle as soon as possible so that as many as possible can be tracked prior to Captain Survivor reception night. The Walk with Grace Committee is also trying to gather information on team plaques that teams have from previous years. Previous teams can help update files by letting the committee know how many open plate spots you have on your plaque. Each plaque was originally designed to be able to add up to 6 plates before needing a new plaque. Please let the committee know when you pick up your shirts how many open or available spaces you have on your plaque so that it can be added to the spreadsheet for future knowledge. If you will be needing a new plaque this year because yours is filled up, let them know that as well. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff across the state today in honor of Van Dyne Fire Department safety officer, firefighter, and emergency medical responder Amy Sue Lee, who died due to injury complications sustained in the line of duty earlier this month. Lee served the Van Dyne Fire Department for 14 years, first joining as a firefighter and emergency medical responder in 2011. She was quickly promoted as the Van Dyne Fire Department safety officer. Responding to many emergencies throughout her career, Amy Lee was dedicated to public service and helping others in their time of need. Outside of her service with the Van Dyne Fire Department, she also volunteered in her community and served on the EAA medical team for 11 years, as well as the Life Fest medical team for 10 years. Services for Amy Sue Lee will be held today in Oshkosh.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Thursday, July 24th. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died July 16th. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church this evening from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family of Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a 7-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Several developments in the Jeffrey Epstein story. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will be meeting with Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell today at the prison where she's serving time in Florida. Chairman of the House Oversight Committee has issued a subpoena to Maxwell for a deposition to occur next month at that same prison. A federal judge has denied a request to unseal grand jury transcripts of federal investigations into Epstein.
He said the court's hands are tied here, and the Justice Department did not provide enough of a reason, enough of a justification for releasing grand jury testimony, which is supposed to be kept secret.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Also, the Wall Street